Today, you can save big on a holiday gift you'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This Thanksgiving is going to suck a bit.
Limit the number of people, do it outside, and wear your mask.
I don't like it to be any number. I like it to be keep it to your immediate household.
Avoiding direct contact, including handshakes and hugs. Having one person serve all the food so multiple people are not handling the serving utensils.
Cancel your plans if you absolutely do not need to travel somewhere. Cancel your plans. Cannot be more clear here.
And don't go home. Don't go to eat. You can think about it, but don't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You say you're not going to enforce the order that limits gatherings to 10 people. Tell us why.
I can't enforce the order because I think it's unconstitutional. Governor absolutely has a right to limit how many people can go to a bar or a restaurant, wearing face masks in public buildings, in private businesses. So he has authority to do a lot, but not to tell us as law enforcement to go into people's house and count who's there.
I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you will enforce. That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The stock market Dow Jones Industrial Average just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history. We've never broken 30,000. That's a sacred number, 30,000. And nobody thought they'd ever see it. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And speaking of the president's statement just then when he was pardoning the turkeys and about the stock market, here's the headline in the Boston Globe. Dow crests 30,000 points on vaccine hopes, Biden transition. Oh, Joe Biden did it. Is Joe Biden going to get the Nobel Prize for Economics for getting the stock market Dow Jones Industrial Average up to 30,000 and the Nobel Prize in Medicine for getting the vaccine? He developed the vaccine, you know. He did it. It's just it's definitely true. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I think it's either today or tomorrow. I think it used to be tomorrow was the busiest travel day of the year, but then people started taking the more of the Thanksgiving week off, and I think today had become the traditional busiest day of the year. But of course, we've been ordered, as you just heard in the intro, to stand down and to just stay huddled in your home and in terror and panic and fear. But no one's obeying Dr. Fauci, and he's very angry about that. More than 2 million people flocked to U.S. airports last weekend ahead of Thanksgiving, despite health officials urging Americans to nix their holiday travel plans. 1,019,836 passengers passed through airport security Friday, followed by another 984,000 on Saturday. Oh, my goodness. Friday's traffic marked the second highest number of people traveling in the skies since March. So I think the revolt is beginning here on these absurd lockdowns. And incidentally, didn't Charlie Parker tell us yesterday he was going to have a press conference every day? But he decided not to have a press conference today about the his orders to the plebeians, the hoi polloi, how to comport themselves on Thanksgiving. And by comporting themselves, that means following all of his instructions. Is it possible that his decision not to hold a press conference has something to do with the announcements that there were six deaths at an assisted living facility in Andover? Six COVID deaths? So I looked up who owned the who owned that assisted living facility. It's a Kentucky company, and so I just typed the name of the company into the website, Office of Campaign and Political Finance. And would you care to guess who the executives, the Kentucky-based executives of that company, donated to in Massachusetts? Taylor, do you have any idea who it might be that these nursing home executives were who have six people dead in Andover, who they were donating to?
Does this person's name rhyme with Marley Faker?
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
Charlie Parker got $5,500 from the owners and managers of this one facility in Andover, where six people are now dead. And what I don't understand is, so all the restaurants have to close at 9:30 or stop serving booze at 9:30 and have to close their doors at 10 o'clock. There aren't any high school football games on Thanksgiving. The barbershops, the hair salons, the gyms, they're all struggling to make ends meet. And yet, I don't believe any of those groups or organizations or facilities had six deaths in one location. But on the other hand, none of those groups or organizations, whatever, donated $5,500 to the sitting governor. So this is how it works, pay to play, you know? And again, I want to see if this makes the – I tweeted it out. I tweeted out all those numbers. And along with the story about where these deaths took place. I just want to see if any of your local Boston TV stations pick it up. It's not a secret. It's not investigative reporting. It's not shoe leather, dogged tenacity. It's just looking at the numbers. It took 5 seconds. I saw who owned the company. I punched in the name, and there it was. But it's like you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. 844-500-4242-413. I have just finished setting up my two 13x13 canopy tents in my backyard and have my patio heaters ready. Can't wait to see the family on Thursday. I assume you're putting me on, 413. You're not really going to do that, are you? I love the cut from the sheriff that we had on last week. And this sums it up for me. This is Sheriff Richard Giardino. Play cut 12.
You say you're not going to enforce the order that limits gatherings to 10 people. Tell us why.
Well, I say I can't enforce the order because I think it's unconstitutional. And in order to explain why it's unconstitutional, I just have to take a second, Brianna, and explain what he can do. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, allows a balancing act for the safety of society and limiting individuals' liberties. So let me give you the easiest example. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater if there's not a fire. And so the government can limit your First Amendment freedom of speech rights. But we, under the case law and under the Constitution, the governor absolutely has a right to limit how many people can go to a bar or a restaurant, wearing face masks in public buildings and private businesses. He can also limit what time they must close.
But he can't regulate you in your own homes. That's the thing. He cannot do that, despite what the governor of Pennsylvania was saying next door to New York. He was saying that if you are in your house and there's somebody visiting you who's not a member of your household, you have to keep your mask on. That's what he says. I mean, is that the kind of society you want to live in? 844-500-4242. And so Biden had a press conference today, but of course he walked off the stage without taking any questions. And just kind of mumbling and stumbling and bumbling. Why don't you give us the best one that he's got there, Taylor? I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
And a fierce advocate for telling the truth and leveling with her decisions with the decision makers, straight up.
You know, that's what I always look for in an employee of mine. I want someone who will label the decisions with the decision makers straight up. That's the sine qua non if you want to work for Howie Carr Radio Enterprises.
But Howie, did you see some of the reporters were really getting into hard-hitting journalism? They noticed that he was wearing navy blue socks.
With dogs on them.
With light blue dogs on them. They think that might be his new signature. He's going to be a sock guy like George H.W.
Really? Well, I guess they already know what his favorite ice cream is, I guess, don't they? Because when he had that milkshake in Durham, North Carolina.
I didn't want to know, but I know. It's the chocolate vanilla swirl. I'm sorry I know that, but I know it now. I can't
that's
know
what, that's
that.
What I'm saying. It's, so you know, that would be foolish for these reporters in the august presence of the president-elect to ask him a question about what his favorite ice cream flavor was. So they're going with the socks. So it's only a matter of time until he gets the Bill Clinton question, boxers or briefs. And you know what he's going to say. He's going to say, my Secret Service code name is Cobra. That's all. He'll leave it at that. 844-500-4242-508. I was thinking of setting up lawn chairs outside my bay window for my in-laws. That would be a win for me. All right. Before I go on my daily bike ride, I look at the temperature here in Florida and the temperature in Boston. I hate to say it, but 75 feels a lot better than 25. And that's how cold it was this past weekend, early in the morning in New England. My listeners love the Gen 4 heater. Tommy T says we can keep our home thermostat at 65 degrees all the time with the Gen 40 heater. That means they're saving money. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable all winter long. Even in the garage, right, Taylor?
That's right. Still working on staining those doors, and they need to be at a nice, even, warm temperature for everything to be pliable. But I can leave it out there for hours and hours on end and not have a worry in my mind. Unlike some other heating methods where you want to keep an eye on things, you don't have to really worry about the Gen 40 heater. It's perfectly safe for everybody.
Right, especially if you got a little kid or a pet, you know. With a Gen 40, you don't have anything to worry about. You can walk away.
No
and just
complaints.
Not worry
yet.
About it. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace. It also costs less to run, saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Carr for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Howie Carr is back.
Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you still boycotting Fox News?
Yes, I am.
84% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. I read something yesterday. They said Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends looks like he's making a hostage video. I'll bet he is, because he was a friend of the president's, and I don't think he probably likes this new thing. And you know, the other thing I've noticed in Fox News Radio is almost as bad as ABC Radio News. They're just totally, totally dismissive and contemptuous of the president of the United States. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference between Fox News and ABC radio news. Just it's bad. I heard people are tuning out there or getting radio execs are getting rid of Fox News just because it's so obnoxious. It might as well be NPR. It's so bad. 844-500-4242-781. You don't think he actually dresses himself, do you? No, as a matter, you're right. You're right, 781. No, that is, now that I think about it, it's ridiculous to say that he dresses himself. All right. There's not only people disobeying by traveling this week to visit their loved ones. There was the situation in New York where a synagogue made secret plans to hold a large gathering without masks. So they got away with that, and then they there were thousands of people at that, and then a big bar in Florida reopened only to be packed. No one was wearing masks, and it was shut down again. And then there was apparently there's still swingers clubs in New York, or they're reopening. TMZ got the scoop on a swingers club being raided by the local sheriff. Apparently, the miscreants were gathering in larger than the permitted numbers, not wearing masks or socially distancing. It was a swingers club, which rather than the orgy was the source of the outrage. Now we have all these mask mandates and people are just getting fed up with them. This has gone on too long. It's all BS, and it's so clear it's BS. Blue state ruling Democrats, of course, want more mask mandates. This is Andrea Widberg in American Thinker. But not because they work, which they don't, not much, but because such mandates give them control over the voters. Americans are disregarding them wholesale, same as went on during Prohibition, that famous failed experiment. It's the 18th Amendment, the only amendment that's ever been repealed. It makes sense because the petty and capricious diktats from unelected bureaucrats and governors holding out the magic talisman of science has worn thin on the public. They make huge pronunciamentos with great sacrifices demanded of some, such as shopkeepers, restaurant owners, students, sports and gyms, in other words, people like ourselves, while they themselves never pay a price, which naturally offends voters like you and me. I added that. They also make false promises. They promised a week or two of lockdowns would control the spread of COVID, and it turns out they didn't know what they were talking about. Worse still, they exempt themselves from their own rules. Dr. Fauci went to a baseball game mask-free, sitting with non-household members. Governor Gavin Newsom of California enjoyed a nice, big, mask-free indoor dinner party at the Tony French Laundry, with medical officials, no less. Meanwhile, maskless Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey got heckled at a restaurant. The hypocrisy flames. Biden, meanwhile, vows lockdowns to control the spread of COVID and promises open borders too, like a leaky bucket or sieve. Yeah, so he's going to force mask mandates on American citizens while he's letting in COVID positive illegal aliens who don't work and don't speak English and who have no means of support. How does that make any sense? It also doesn't help that Biden is considered a dotard, easy to ignore for that reason, shouting commands into the wind because he doesn't know what day it is or what state he's in. He projects zero leadership to voters. He's the crazy old uncle in the basement with strange ideas, napping at 9 a.m. and feathering his own nest and his sons. Even Biden voters likely recognize that much. The broad picture now is of widespread civil disobedience and disregard for the law. That's a bad place to be in, where nobody follows the law. In many places, it's known as the third world. It's what happens when there's hypocrisy, overreach, and draconian punishments that don't fit the crime. That's the picture we have now. And newspapers will be kept afloat by all the amazing ways Americans find to disregard the law. Did you see the tweet from Donald Trump Jr. a couple of days ago? He said, asking for a friend. If I have more than six people over to my house for Thanksgiving dinner and then I burn down the house and say it was a peaceful protest, am I okay? Yes. Yes, Donald Jr., you are okay. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur. Oh, we don't have time. We'll get back to this in a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wisconsin. Group files emergency petition after finding 150,000 potentially fraudulent ballots. This is the Amistad Project. And, you know, Biden is ahead by 20,000 votes approximately. But Phil Klein, director of the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, said the number of potentially fraudulent ballots identified are more than enough to call into question the validity of the state's reported election results. Meanwhile, CNBC says only 3%, according to a poll, of Trump voters believe Biden won the presidency legitimately. I'm certainly in the 97% who doesn't believe that he won legitimately. Meanwhile, L. Lynn Wood has just tweeted out that Sidney Powell's lawsuit is going to be filed tomorrow. So she's not waiting until Friday. She's going to file it on Wednesday. This is what he said. I have worked closely with Sidney Powell and others over recent weeks. The lawsuit Sidney will be filing tomorrow in Georgia speaks truth. That's all in caps, truth. Enemies of America will deny its allegations. Do not believe them. Believe Sidney and me. We love America and freedom. Our enemies do not. Well, I hope L.N. Wood and Sidney are right. Meanwhile, one more before we go to the phones. Video. ABC's reporter thought all the cameras were off, so he removes his mask while still in the White House briefing room. I'm shocked. Are you telling me Jonathan Karl of ABC, quote-unquote, news is not on the level? No. That can't be true. Other reporters in the video can also be seen wearing face masks, which they did not remove. All right. 844-500-4242. From Officer Mark, I'm trying to copyright the phrases we inherited and Trump's fault. They will be spoken in every Biden public statement next year. I'll make a fortune on residuals. Yes, you will. But again, the stock market has reached a historic new high today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the Boston Globe is crediting Biden. You think Biden even knows what DJIA stands for? No. But he's going to get credit for it. He did it. He did all of this because he's a Democrat. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
No, thanks for taking my call. I got a gift for the audience before I hang up today. I want to wish you and Taylor and Grace a very, very happy, healthy, safe Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
And that nobody gets into one argument where they're throwing, egg rolls, rolls at each other over politics. We have to disagree respectfully. I was just listening to that tape where Biden admits to the voter fraud that he's doing in an interview.
Right.
And way back when Obama beat Romney, it was shortly after that I spoke to you and I said, we were talking about the election results, and I said, you know what? Every state that there was a voter ID, Obama lost. And you said, you think they rigged the election? I says, absolutely. Just before, in that tape, he admits to Obama rigging that election that you guys did it for Obama.
Yeah, no, I know. We should play that cut. That cut should always be on cue, ready to go out there. And you know, they say Giuliani said the other day it was a Freudian slip, but you know, was it really? I mean, again, when you're dealing with somebody like Biden, it's not just in wine veritas truth; it's also in dementia veritas. I think. Play, you got it there, Taylor.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration, before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That'd be a good poll question, wouldn't it, Arthur? Do you believe Joe Biden when he says he has the most exclusive and extensive voter fraud organization ever? I believe it.
Well, absolutely. Yes. We're witness to it right now. But anyway, here's my gift. After Washington beats Dallas on, on Thursday. Everybody take Baltimore and the points, the bet of the century.
Okay. Thank you, Arthur. Arthur is our tout, our NFL tout today. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. I was just wondering if you could check something out for us. If
yes.
Biden does get inaugurated on January 20th, are they going to do it via Zoom, or are they going to have a super spreader event?
That's a very good question, Dan, but I think it you know what? I don't know the answer to that. I was just going to say, obviously, it'll be a super spreader, but I don't know about that. You know, if they can do it from the basement, then they can kind of control it. You know, the likelihood of him totally screwing up or having a meltdown or wandering off into the crowd would be reduced somewhat, right?
I guess.
I'm gonna say, you know, Fauci is already saying he's come up with some more. Today he's apocalyptic. You know, some days, oh, everything's gonna be fine. Today he's decided to be apocalyptic. He's like a weather vane in a hurricane. But today he's apocalyptic, and he says January is going to be a very bad. Or maybe it's Cuomo who was saying this. I can't remember all of the Cassandras out there, you know, with access to TV cameras and microphones. But somebody said it's going to be worse in January than it was last spring. So that would give them the perfect excuse not to have a real inauguration. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Long-time listener, first-time caller. With respect to the accusations that Sidney Powell has made, in about 15 minutes of internet research I found on the National Institute of Standards and Technology website, which is a part of the Department of Treasury, they have a document written by a Massachusetts attorney that verifies, backs up everything that she has claimed. So while it's not the smoking gun in itself, I don't see how people can say that this is just her, that she might be making it up, that there's nothing to it. This document's from 2008. It talks about
who's the attorney? Who's the attorney, Dave?
John Bonifaz out of Amherst, and he's a Green Party guy. I checked his Twitter. He's not talking about it at all. He's just saying, get rid of Trump, get rid of Trump. But in 2008, he authored a document that's on a government website through the Department of Treasury, backing up everything that she said with respect to Hugo Chavez being the architect of this whole thing.
Wow. I'll have to check that out, Dave. One of our regular listeners, Session, sent me an affidavit that L. Lynn Wood filed in Atlanta yesterday. I don't know. I think they threw out his case because they said he didn't have a standing. You know, I guess what they need to do in these kind of cases is they have to find some plaintiffs, you know, a class action suit, something like that. Somebody who claims their civil rights under the Equal Protections Clause have been violated. And he just filed this, and the judge said, "What's your standing in the case?" and threw it out. But there's an interesting affidavit that he's filed from a legal expert. I mean, from a technical expert, and I didn't understand the ins and outs of it. But this guy was making a very well reasoned argument that they were stealing, that they were changing votes and stealing votes all over the place. Having said that, though, you know, there are also stories that this story on the internet about the server being seized in Germany, that it belonged to a bankrupt company, and then another version is that it belonged to the CIA, and that's why the U.S. intelligence went in and got it. That story is some people are saying now that story is bogus, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about technology, and this thing is really into the weeds. I just hope that Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell know what they're talking about, and I hope that the people that filed the lawsuit in Wisconsin know what they're talking about. I haven't given up hope. I haven't given up hope, and I hope you haven't either. 844-500-4242. Just heard the Biden voter fraud clip. Had to pull my car over to let you know. The other day I tried to post that video clip from YouTube to Facebook. I tried three times and it never showed up on my page. It was downright frightening. How can they stop you from posting that? That's what their own guy said, right? Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Howie, just love your show. It's absolutely dynamic. I had a thought on this fact-checking thing. I have been censored and whatnot on Facebook, and you always go to Google to find out some information and whatnot, but I don't believe some of the stuff that I'm getting, you know? And I don't know how anybody could.
No,
anymore,
I think you have to take everything, you know, with a grain of salt. Like Reagan said, trust but verify, right? Or as Mr. Dooley said, trust everybody but cut the cards. You gotta check this stuff out. Everything, right?
Yeah, I agree. I had a suggestion, and I know nothing about the Library of Congress, but why couldn't they set up something on a bipartisan basis? We could go and, like, if that's an independent group, I don't know anything about them, but why couldn't we have something like that that we could all believe in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how that would be. I'd rather let the marketplace take that, Bob. I mean, if it was the Library of Congress, that would be D.C., right? So do you look at the results of this election and every election? What did Trump get, like 5-7% of the vote in D.C.? This is why they don't bring cases against people like Comey or McCabe, you know, the crooked FBI brass in D.C., because they know they're going to get acquitted by these deep state types. They're not people like you or I who live in flyover country and have real jobs who produce real goods and real services. It's like it's a whole different planet, not a whole different country. It's a whole different planet in D.C. And I don't trust anything that comes out of D.C. As I wouldn't trust the Library of Congress. You just got to find some internet sources that you feel comfortable with that have been proven reliable in the past. And even then, you should probably double check them. 844-500-4242. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for Mr. Gooner. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains so that they're gone for good. Right, Grace? You've been using it, haven't you?
I have. I've been using it a lot without a dog, but I did dog sit, and then it really came in handy. It's great no matter what, even if you don't have pets. Like your daughter, Carolyn, Howie, she loves it, and she doesn't have a pet. But if you do have a pet and the pet has an accident, that's when you're really going to thank your lucky stars that you have Genesis 950.
Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. Genesis 950 can also be used in a carpet cleaning machine. It's made in America. Genesis 950 is a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. I brought it, as Grace just said, to Carolyn's new home in the suburbs, and she couldn't believe the results. Use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and on grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, tires, and wheels. Consider trying Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. It's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, and you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com with code Howie. genesis950.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We're going to tweet out that Joe Biden cut and see how far we get with it. I don't know how far we'll get with it, but we'll see. It's a pretty interesting cut, and everybody should hear it. One last thing before we go back to the phone lines. Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of the election process in the United States. There's one of the last undecided House races is in New York State. It's between the first term upstate Democrat Anthony Brindisi and his Republican rival Claudia Tenney. I think he beat her in 2018 by a narrow margin. She rides a motorcycle. Madison County Attorney Tina Whalen Smith reported that they're still in the recount. Tenney, the Republican, is ahead by about 100 votes. She was up 27,000. Then they started the Democrat count. Night of the Living Dead, if you know what I mean. But listen, the attorney for Madison County has reported election there officials there disqualified absentee ballots filed by three deceased voters. Deceased voters. This is a known problem of voting by mail, said a top state board of elections official. This is a felony. It should be investigated. It's election fraud. Three dead voters. I wonder who they voted for, Brindisi or the Republican. Who would be your guess? Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Howie, how you doing? I'm very, very confused with the stay-at-home advisory from 10 o'clock at night till 5 in the morning.
Yes.
I ran into a Macy's today, and the signs all over the door saying, we're open till midnight. Till Christmas. And I said to the employee, you're open till midnight? What happened to the stay-at-home order from 10 to 5? They said, oh, we can't say nothing because, you know, we don't want to lose our jobs. But by the time we close the store and get out of here, it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning. So should I go out to eat first and then hit the tacky store by 9:30 and then go shopping till 1 in the morning? I mean, I'm really, really confused.
Don't forget, Don, you can't buy recreational weed either after 9:30. But you can buy medical prescription for marijuana. So you got to keep all these things in mind. It's like it's like juggling all these balls when you're trying to do your pre-holiday shopping, Don. I don't know what these are all good questions. Let's play a little bit of this guy Robert Epstein. He's a psychologist, used to be the editor of Psychology Today, and he's been doing some research. He was on with Tucker last night. Even though I'm not watching Fox now, I saw this, I heard about it. He's talking about how Google tried to throw the election by searches to Biden. Cut one.
Google's search results were strongly biased in favor of liberals and Democrats. This was not true on Bing or Yahoo. The bias was being shown to pretty much every demographic group we looked at, including conservatives. So in fact, conservatives got slightly more liberal bias in their search results than liberals did.
That's what you call subliminal messages. You know, it's not like an ad, a paid TV ad, when you just turn it off or you walk away from the set. This is something you're looking for information and it just comes in liberal. Cut two.
And then we also found what seems to be a smoking gun. That is, we found a period of days when the vote reminder on Google's homepage was being sent only to liberals. Not one of our conservative field agents received a vote reminder during those days. The good news is, on that fourth day that we were monitoring, we went public with some of our findings, and Google backed off. They literally shut off that manipulation that night. And so for 4 days before the election, they were showing vote reminders to everyone, finally.
It's like if the cops have a gambling raid, you know, they shut down the... They shut down the card games and the casinos for a couple of days. That's the way Google operates, apparently. Cut three. Oh, no time. Okay. We'll get the rest of them when we come back. 844-500-4242. Grace is back today. You've heard her. And so she'll have some news when we return at The Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.